for the most part, you get a nice morning with sunshine, maybe some clouds, and then the clouds start rolling in the afternoon. You start hearing some thunder, and then you get rain maybe from 3 to 5, 3 to 6 or something. And that's that. It's like now there's like a nice rain in the afternoon, which is, I enjoy it. I mean, yeah, it's quiet time. It's
temperature drops like 10 degrees.
Yeah.
Easily.
It gets so nice and cool. Usually there's a little breeze to go along with it.
Yeah.
As long as you have a nice outdoor living space where you can enjoy it, you don't have to like stay inside, and you can still go out. I mean, you can still go take a walk with an umbrella. You can get to your car, like you just like any place that has a lot of rain, like you still can live your life. You don't have to like stop everything you're doing every time it rains, right? And
yeah,
especially here because it's not cold. Bienvenidos, welcome, and thank you for joining us for Season 2, Episode 10 of the Pana Familia Podcast with Eduardo and Nicole, where we discuss our experience relocating to and raising our three young children here in Panama, share our journey of building our new farm and home here in Central America, and let you know what we're learning along the way. We're glad you're here. Vaminos! Hola, hola. Buenas tardes.
Hello, everyone.
It's a rainy afternoon.
We're currently looking at another rainstorm roll through. We got hit pretty hard yesterday. We had a lot of rain.
Not just rain, but like intense lightning.
Yeah, it was so loud. I was like, oh, there goes so-and-so's house. So there goes the car.
It sounded like, yeah, just every time. It sounded like it hit a tree or something.
Yeah.
Then the power was out for like 12 hours.
Yeah. What time did it start raining yesterday? Like 4? No, like 3:30?
Yeah.
Anyways, it felt like it was 9 o'clock since for like...
Oh, because it was so dark.
Because it was so dark.
Yeah, it was like 3:30. I was like, oh my gosh, we can barely see. And then the power went out and we had to like light a candle inside even though it was only like 4 o'clock just because the clouds were so dark.
It was so dark and, you know. But right now it's raining. Not as hard as yesterday, just a nice steady rain. It's not as dark either.
And no thunder or lightning.
And no thunder or lightning, so it's like a little bit different storm than it was yesterday.
So maybe you can hear the rain in the background. This is like a nice rain.
Yeah, this is a nice rain. It's cool.
You want to sit outside and sip some hot tea or coffee. Yeah. It's cool, like you said.
We don't want to spoil too much of the episode. Oh, speaking of our episode, today we'll be talking about the rainy season. We're going to be talking about rain in the rain.
Rain in the
rain.
When we got to Panama in July, it was the rainy season, but like it was the rainy season, and now we've like experienced like okay, dry season, transitioning back into rainy season. So we kind of wanted to share a little bit about that, plus just like what it's like here during the rainy season, because I feel like there's a lot of misconceptions and
fake news,
fear mongering,
fake news.
It's not monsoon. Like some places, it's called monsoon season, but that's not what this is.
So, I think the common misconception about the rainy season is that like, don't come here because it's just raining all day. It's completely wrong.
Yeah, like that's what we thought before. That's what we thought. We came this time of year.
Yeah, we used to always visit, you know, Panama and Costa Rica, like during the dry season, during December, January, February.
Because we thought you couldn't do anything; you'd just be stuck inside.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Basically, it's like, oh, we won't be able to do anything; we'll just suck inside. But that's completely wrong. From the wet, rainy season we experienced last year, and then like how we're experiencing it this year, it's like, it basically, at least here, it just rains in the afternoons after 2:00, and then every now and then you'll have like a different system come through, and it'll rain for like a day or two, but not as hard. But those don't come very often. We've only had like one of those this year.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 2 weeks ago.
Where it rained for a few days straight.
Yeah, where it rained like 2 days in a row.
Oh, no.
But it's not even like a heavy rain. It's just like a slower rain.
And it's cloudy all day and stuff. Yeah.
It seems like the faster the rain comes through, the stronger the rain. But the faster it goes through where you live.
Say that again?
Like, the stronger the rain, the faster it goes through.
Oh, yeah, the faster it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Unless it's like a really big storm like yesterday.
Yeah. The rainy season here, too, Panama is the last country in Central America, and one of the reasons why we picked it was Costa Rica and Panama is, like, all the hurricanes go right above them.
Uh-huh.
So we don't get, like, the hurricane, you know, lock up for a couple of days storms either.
Right, and also, this is different than the Caribbean side. We're on the Pacific side. The Caribbean, like Chantal said the other day, that when they came in February, the Caribbean side was having rain and storms and stuff.
Yeah.
So the weather's different on that side.
Yeah, we don't go to that side.
So this is specific to like the Pacific side of Panama. Yeah. Anyways, back to, so there's no hurricanes. Yes, you get heavy wind and rain, but not anything that's categorized as a hurricane.
Yeah, nothing like gale force winds where your car's getting blown over.
Yeah.
Or your house.
So the transition into it is interesting, though. Like, once it gets going, like June, July, August, all the way up to November, it's basically like a nice morning. For the most part, you get a nice morning with sunshine, maybe some clouds, and then the clouds start rolling in the afternoon. You start hearing some thunder, and then you get rain maybe from 3 to 5, 3 to 6 or something. And that's that. But we found out what the transition is like, and it's kind of crazy. Like, April was super, super rainy. It was like all day rain, like every day. And then someone told me like, oh yeah, May. May is just a really rainy month. And I was like, oh, well, nobody told me that. You know, because I was like, how do you guys hang your laundry? Like, it rains from morning till night, or it's at least wet and humid. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's May. It's like the transition month, you know?
Yeah.
But after that, it's like now. There's like a nice rain in the afternoon, which is, I enjoy it. I mean, yeah, it's quiet time.
Temperature drops like 10 degrees.
Yeah.
Easily.
It gets so nice and cool. Usually there's a little breeze to go along with it.
Yeah.
As long as you have a nice outdoor living space where you can enjoy it, you don't have to like stay inside. And you can still go out. I mean, you can still go take a walk with an umbrella. You can get to your car. Like you just like any place that has a lot of rain, like you still can live your life. You don't have to like stop everything you're doing every time it rains. Right. And especially here, because it's not cold. So it's not like, oh, we're getting wet and it's cold and everyone's going to get sick or something. Like, it's a nice, it's warm enough if you get wet, like, you're not uncomfortable.
That's, like, the biggest mind confusion, too, is, like, you see these big dark clouds rolling in, you're like, oh, it's going to be cold. And it's like, oh, it's just going to cool it down a little bit, but still, you know, it's still not cold.
Yeah, and for us, I mean, this is really specific to us because we're from California, where it only rains in the wintertime. So the only rain we ever are used to was like freezing cold rain.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's places in the United States that get rain all throughout the summer.
Yeah.
So this is really just like something that was weird to us. Like, oh, it's warm outside and it's raining, you know?
It's nice. Like I said, it cools it down. Like last night, we had a power outage because of the how strong the storm was yesterday.
Get some toys and bring it back. Okay.
And bring it back to mom. During the dry season, when we have the power outage, it sucked because it was just so hot.
Oh man, yeah.
But like last night was not that bad.
Yeah, I mean we got the generator on, so the fans helped. We had a couple fans on, but we just had the windows open and.
We just kept the windows open, kept the air moving with the fans, and just kind of slept. Whereas like during the dry season, like it's just too.
You can't sleep, yeah.
It's because those blocks are just emitting all the heat. Dude, another big plus is just like everything's so green. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's so lush and green, and it grows. It just grows so fast. The grass grows fast. The bushes grow fast. The trees grow fast. Like. Everything just like within like between one day to the next, like just so much growth because just rainwater is just so much more powerful than like watering with a hose or a sprinkler or something. It just like, and the amount of water, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That and like all the creeks. All the creeks are flowing again. Our creek, our quebrada, is just like full of water and rushing. And it just sounds so beautiful going over all the little dams that we made.
Yeah. And that's kind of like one of the, I feel like people are missing out on is.
That only come in the dry season.
You know, there's a lot of waterfalls.
Oh, yeah.
That we live by. And like, you can't visit them during the dry season.
Because they disappear.
Because they disappear. But like. During the rainy season, they're full force and
yeah,
they're beautiful. And like, there's so many of them. Like, we go to one because it's we have our spot because it's just the one that we go to that we really like. But there's like so many other waterfalls that we don't want to go to that one because you have to hike a little bit, or that one's a little bit farther away. But like, there's so many waterfalls. Just depending. I mean, we just want to go to the one that you can literally just drive up to.
Yeah, and there's one that you see when you're driving on the Pan American up to David.
La Chorcha.
That's really, really beautiful, and it's flowing again, just like gushing over the side into like another pool, and then it looks like another waterfall after that. And that's always really nice to see. As we're driving, we always point it out, the boys always point it out, but that disappeared during the dry season. So when we had people staying here in the hotel with us and we were like, oh, you guys should go. Oh, wait, you can't go see the waterfall because it's not there. Or like asking us, oh, do you have a creek on your farm? Well, yeah, we do, but
it's dry.
It's not there anymore. You know, so they just have people who only come. Yeah, like you said, are just missing out.
The one negative thing about the rainy season, one of the negatives is there's a lot more bugs.
Yeah, within like the first couple weeks after those first rains, you start seeing like all the butterflies are back and the caterpillars and the centipedes and the mosquitoes and the chitras. And
they were all cool until Nicole said mosquitoes and chitras. like there's just more places for those mosquitoes and chitras to survive.
Yeah.
Like we're in a pretty good spot. I mean, but we still deal with them a little bit. Here and there.
Remember the like swarm of flying ants that came through that like second or third rain?
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, they were like covered, like there were swarms of them all around the hotel.
Over a million. Yeah.
And then they were all in the pool. They had all died. Like Jude called them suicide bombers. they all like died in the pool. They were big too.
They're huge ants.
Just like giant flying ants. They were everywhere for like a week and then now they're gone. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It must have been some like
mating
activation
thing.
Fee.
Activation.
The bugs, the mosquitoes and chitras.
All the bugs are not that big of a deal except for the ones that bite you.
Yeah. I like the mosquitoes at the beach are kind of always there, but like one of the first surf sessions I had during the rainy season, like I got destroyed.
Yeah, he came home with like 25 bites on his back.
On my back. It was crazy how much
through
bites
his
I
shirt.
Had. Through my shirt, too.
He was wearing a shirt.
Like, I know they're there. And, you know, I'm very,
cautious?
Preventive and cautious about, like, you know, I'm going to wear a t-shirt and this and that. But they were just like, they were hungry.
T-shirt.
The other negative is...
The humidity?
The humidity.
Well, like, the humidity really goes up, obviously.
Yeah, humidity really goes up. Especially when it gets sunny, then you really feel it. It's like when it's raining, you don't feel it too much, but as soon as the rain stops, that's when you really feel the humidity.
Or like those days where it's like warm and cloudy.
Yeah,
but and no like rain. No breeze.
Yeah,
those and no days. Rain. But like yeah. those are the days when it's like, okay, nothing's drying.
Nothing's
like
moving.
The towel and even the towels in the bathroom that are hanging from the shower last night, like they're still damp. Like yeah. it's just which like for some reason like damp towels just really gross me out.
They really gross her out.
It's hard to dry your clothes. Like if the sunshine comes out, like it kind of dries things up. But like it's those days when it's just like cloudy but no rain. No breeze, and it's just kind of like...
You sweat a lot.
Yeah.
You sweat a lot.
You just sweat.
Yeah. Another negative is, at least for us, where we live, since there isn't much tourism because it's a rainy season, restaurants are closed.
Oh my gosh, are you really going to bring this up again?
Like a pizza joint that I like to visit on a weekly basis.
I think I like cut this out every time you say it now.
You have to cut... No, keep it in. Oh, this is
no, they, I'll leave this one in, but like you've said it like every episode the last like, six
this
episodes.
Is what this is my beef with Nicole's cutting. She cuts all the good
you
stuff.
You don't even
out.
Ever listen to it, so.
That's fine. I don't argue too much, but yeah. No, the big, you know,
well, yeah, it's like the slow season for businesses, so some of them, well, there's really only one that,
yes.
actually, that closes for 3 months.
The place is called Naturalmente Pizza, and I miss it so much. I've been craving pizza for like 2 months now.
Uh-oh.
But, yeah, I guess that's not everywhere else is open. I guess just that place.
It is bad for business, though. I mean, all the local hotels and restaurants are a lot slower, and they don't make as
slower.
Much money.
Yeah.
So they count on those 3 months. Of summertime, when all the tourism happens to like carry them through the year pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or just hoping that local tourism stays up.
Yeah. I mean, during the weekend, you might get some Davidians come over here, but the Canadians, there's no Canadians here. They're here all winter.
Well, they want to be in their own summer right now.
Yeah. Yeah. They want to be in their own summer.
They're just like chasing the endless summer.
Chasing the endless summer. But
this
yeah.
is the time of year where you plant trees, so that's one of the things we've been doing at the farm a lot right now is like planting trees because there's plenty of rain, so you don't have to water them, which is just unheard of for me. I mean, we had so many freaking hoses and sprinklers and moving hoses and drip lines all the time and timers going off left and right at the place in Turlock that not having to worry about watering anything is like, it's a whole job that we don't have to be worried about, you know?
Yeah, you literally don't have to water anything. Our pasture for the cows, like, I've told it to Nicole 20 times and she rolls her eyes because she gets annoyed, but just like my pizza comment. But like, I just always like, we don't have enough cows. We have too much grass.
I don't roll my eyes at that. I've agreed with you on that.
Oh, but
like we can sustain more cows than we have for
no,
sure.
No, you agree with me the first couple times, but like after like the 10th time, you're like, okay, I
well,
know.
That's just your comment. That's just your personality. You say everything like 50,000 times.
Yeah, I gotta.
I don't know if he doesn't remember that he didn't say it or if he just doesn't care. I think it's he doesn't care. Like he thinks.
I don't care.
But, like, to me, like, I'm always, like, worried, like, oh, I probably already said this. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but you don't.
Don't care. I know I've said it before.
But why do you want to say it again? Like, just to say it?
Just to say it. Make a small talk. Want to talk to my wife? You know, a little conversation starter.
Like Jude? But you get mad at him for it?
What are you talking about?
He gets mad at our oldest son, Jude, for doing things that he does all the time. He's just like the spitting image of his father, spitting the personality of his father. See, you don't ever listen to it because you're always like uncomfortable listening to your voice. He won't listen to his voice on a podcast, but he'll sure listen to it when he's just talking nonstop to me.
Yeah, love hearing my voice. What else about the rainy season, Nicole?
What's that? Are you interviewing me?
Baby, what else about the interview?
I think we hit all the big ones. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
If you wanna come down to Central America, hi, honey. If you want to come down to Central America from anywhere between May to November, come on down. You'll skip the crowds. Things will probably be cheaper. If you want pizza, you better not come between June and July.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's beautiful. And
it's green.
It's just so green. I mean, it doesn't get, like, dead yellow here, but it gets pretty dry. It's so lush right now. Yeah. Everything's just bursting with life.
And I guess these past couple dry seasons have been a little stronger. But, like, every single time...
Jane, shh.
It's funny, every time we've come during the dry season, it's still like kind of yellow green, I guess.
Well, I've never thought like, oh man, it's dead here. Looks like the, you know, freaking Sonora foothills.
Yeah, just because we're used to like real dry, you know, where we're
like
from.
Brown dry, like everything's just brown.
Yeah.
Except for like a tree that gets water.
Because I remember on our honeymoon, we went to Costa Rica, and we took that boat ride up the coast.
Boat ride.
The boat ride.
Oh, the sunset thing?
Yeah, the sunset thing.
Okay.
And I remember asking the guy, because we were looking at the land from the ocean, and I was like, man, like even for the dry season, I think I made a comment like it doesn't look that dry, and then he's like, oh, this is really dry. This is horrible. Like, during the wet season, everything's just, like, so green. And then, like, I just always remember that conversation with that guy in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Now, being here, I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, because, like, I mean, we've even looked back at photos and videos.
From, like, December and January.
January,
February?
February, especially. Because
February and March.
Because February is when we started the build. And that was like...
Yeah, it's not really January. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it was like 3 months into the dry season. And like, you can just tell the difference. Like, oh yeah, I can totally tell the difference. But like, even at the time, I didn't think it was ever like dry.
No. The only thing that you really notice is the trees that lose their leaves during that time. So it's like, oh, okay, all the trees look dead, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, at least in our farm, which we're very grateful for, it never got too brown. So,
yeah.
So bye, Jean. Don't get wet. I mean, after being here, like, it's about to be a year. Next week, it'll be a full year since we've been here. Can you pick one month that has been your favorite, like, weather-wise? I mean, if you can remember back to the first few months.
I don't know if I can judge the first few months because, like, we weren't, like, acclimated to it yet.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I want to say December.
Okay.
Because it's, like, it's still really green from the wet season, but the dry season, like, the rains are starting to kind of, like, be farther apart.
Right.
And...
But we would still get intermittent rain.
Like intermittent rain.
Once or twice a week.
And, like, the humidity is finally starting to go down and starting to get little, you know, the dry season heat, the dry heat's coming around more. I think that one is probably my favorite.
Yeah.
My least favorite month?
For sure.
It's probably March.
Yeah, totally March. Weather-wise.
Weather,
that's what we're talking about.
Weather-wise, I think March might be my least favorite. Just because, like, it is so... I mean, it's, like, so hot. You're kind of over it. Maybe it's because of where we live. The room is just getting really hot.
You're getting wet.
And by
that time, the AC was, like, giving up.
Yeah.
Oh, you got your socks wet. Oh, my goodness.
And,
yeah, March was really dry, really hot. Really just
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, honey. Jesse's Crocs. Yeah.
I don't know
Jesse's
if it was Crocs. I think it was in March. At the end of March. I just remember this. I'll never forget it, too, is we were here at the apartment. It was really hot.
Bye.
It was just a typical...
Bye, honey. Okay, bye.
Typical hot, dry summer afternoon. And then we had this big rain, like the first big rainstorm come through.
Was that like the end of March or beginning of April?
I don't know what it was, but it was one of those first... First rainstorms, it was like rained hard. I'm like, oh wow, we got some rain. It went through, and then we're like, oh, let's go take a walk. And we took a walk down the road. And, like, the... I felt like Earth was so hot that, like, the... Like, it was... I've never felt so much humidity on that road.
It was, like, steamy.
It was like
walking through a giant sauna.
Basically. Yes, it was. Like, and I remember thinking, I was like, well, yeah, it's a first rain. This concrete's like 110 degrees from the sun. Like, it needs to cool. Needs like two of these to cool it down.
Bye, Gene.
Two of these in a row to cool down.
Okay, bye bye.
But yeah. Yeah,
that's definitely true. I liked October. I don't know. Like you said, the first few months, I don't really remember a lot. And
yeah.
And we were at the beach, so it was a bit different. It's a bit different over there as far as, like, it's a little bit hotter. There's more mosquitoes. You don't get the airflow as much as you do up here for some reason.
If you're not on the beach, you're, like, completely blocked from the airflow.
Yeah, yeah. But I just remember, like, September, October was, like, the perfect, like, almost every morning was, like, really beautiful and nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then every afternoon was, like, rainy. But then most evenings, the rain had already left, and we could, like, go to the beach for sunset.
Yeah, we
can. But, like, now it's, the rain continues on until it gets dark still. So, yeah. Like,
so maybe
and I kind of, like, tracked it in my head, like, the storms come later and later and later. Throughout the season. So by the time, like, November came around, the storms were, like, I feel like closer to dinner time.
Mm-hmm.
But September, October, maybe it was August. August, September, October-ish, they were, like, early to mid-afternoon is when the rain would come. And then we would still be able to, like, go to the beach at the end of the evening. And every morning after a rain, when, like, the sun and the clouds and the birds, it's just, like, so beautiful. Everything's, like, glistening. Like, the trees look like they have diamonds on them because of all the raindrops glistening and then the sun shining. I just love the mornings after, like, a heavy rain when the sun's out. Anyways, yeah. If you want to come in the rainy season, come on over.
Yeah, and like I said, it's warm, so it's never going to slow you down.
Yeah, it's not like you have to bring a jacket. Maybe a rain jacket or a light sweater. Yeah. There was one day where I was like, ooh, I could put, like, a long sleeve button up on and, like, be comfortable. Well, it's coming in harder now, so we're going to say adios for the day.
Peace out.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you guys next time. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time on the Panna Familia podcast.